Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and our own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys.
Hey, guys. Good evening. Good morning. I think we are live now. This is live Q&A, so any questions you have about Facebook advertising, just business manager have changed a bit in the last year. What do you think is the biggest change and how do you work around this? I personally prefer the old one, because I just resist change in some aspects like everyone else. And it is more convenient for me to use like the old one, and especially it's more convenient in terms of filters. So when you want to do like a filters on your ads manager, you want to see the stats more clearly, all of the important metrics, then it is very clear. For example, filter by selection just saves you like few clicks, right? That's pretty much all there is, and just clearer to see all of the data. So that's pretty much in my experience. That will just obviously change like the interface and everything. If you can still use the old dashboard, then it's pretty much, that's good thing to do. So Ivan is asking how learning work on ad account, like ad account level, campaign level, and or asset level. Very good question. So learning works on the ad account level, on the campaign level, and basically learning happens on all three levels. But one important thing is that like on the campaign level is pretty much, most of the learning happens. So for example, if you have a campaign with a lot of data, let's say you spend like $50,000 on it, then most likely if you put like a new ad set inside of that campaign, it will just perform better like right away. Whether if you, for example, if you compare it to the campaign that you just like started from scratch. So for example, for us, like we even added the existing CBO campaigns, and guys, those of you who've gotten my CBO training, I show you exactly how to do it. So there should be a link if you want to get the CBO training, get it. I mean, it will be like very useful and very helpful for you. Basically the campaign learns, right? And you don't want to kind of like lose all of that learning, because every time you start a new campaign, you start the whole learning from scratch. So if you have like, let's say 50 different campaigns, and if it's like CBO, let's say like $50 a day budget, it's just like a lot of mass, right? And a lot of learning that you can avoid and you didn't have to pay for. So hope that makes sense. Just simplify your account structure and you will do well. So another question here, are we still doing dropshipping 2020? Yes, dropshipping is still like viable, good business model, profitable business model. The only thing that changes is obviously you have to provide better like customer experience because of the page feedback scores. So you have to be more careful like how you advertise products, because Facebook is more strict. So you have to pay attention to those parts, but it's still viable model. So we have a program where we show students how to like scale their dropshipping and e-commerce businesses, and our students do very well. Like one of our students is close to $1 million this month in sales. So this is still viable model. Hi, Alex, can you suggest me how to do Facebook marketing for birthing centers? Your advice will be helpful, man. So, but I think this is good niche. If you have this like niche, and you, I don't think many people go for it, like for this particular niche. First of all, you would do targeting by, if it's like local, like in some area, and most of the clients, they come from like local area, then marketing will be quite simple, because you will just focus on specific age, you know, where people typically, you know, have kids. So like 25 to like 35 to 40. And then you just focus on that range and focus just on a specific area, and you have like a specific like offer for those people. How to like 5 tips on how to choose the proper like birthing center, right? Something like that. And you advertise it lead generation offer, and then you reach out to those people and you offer them like a free kind of maybe a review of the facility or something like this. So you offer something of value to those people. So Oliver is asking, hello, Alex, how would you recommend to do ads for supplements on Facebook? If you watch like Facebook and how like overall it's evolving, it becomes more strict on supplements. You have to be like very careful. And for example, if you do any kind of like subscription, you have to be upfront about it. And overall, in terms of the marketing for and ads, I believe you need to have some kind of like a like either utilize influencers and associate it with certain like lifestyle, not with just features of the product or kind of like specific formulas, but also a lot of the influencer marketing and a lot of the you know, maybe there's like a person behind the brand that you can utilize as kind of like the brand face. So kind of like associating people, associating your company and your brand, not only with the product itself, but with a specific person or with, you know, if it's like influencers, many people, kind of like associating you with lifestyle, that's the way to go. And that way you can be softer on your advertising. You can be not as kind of like aggressive with claims, like lose this much weight and stuff. But you can associate this way more like with movement of people that are, you know, like, for example, having like healthy lifestyle and doing these supplements as part of their lifestyle, not as a, you know, so focus pretty much changes from the product itself to kind of like more a bigger picture, like community, lifestyle, those kind of things. Egg is asking, should we really only use CBO? We still can avoid it. That by doing one ad sets and one ads for each campaign to test ad sets or ads menu, right? Yeah, ABO is still available. If ABO works for you, I would not recommend just like do like one campaign, one ad set, one ad, because this, again, it creates like a huge complexity with your advertising campaigns like overall. So for example, if you want to have, let's say like 20 different, you want to test like 20 different ads, in this case you would need to have like 20 different campaigns, right? If you want to test like, I don't know, 50 different ads, you'd have like 50 different campaigns. So it doesn't kind of like, doesn't make sense to always like restart from scratch. You'd have less campaigns, let's say one campaign, then you would put all of the assets inside of that campaign. Also one ad, one creative is not enough in my experience. You would need to use like 3-4 different creatives to identify what's resonating better with audience, and also not to saturate the audience that you have. Simplify your account structure, less campaigns, put ad sets inside of that one campaign, and test few ads in each of the ad sets. So then you have kind of like proper account structure. Abdullah is asking, what's the future you see from your vision about Facebook ads and AI? What's with the Facebook user experience? Like, I mean, overall, like Facebook will be more and more streamlined. It will not need a lot of management from your side as media buyer. So all of those like targeting things, all of these kind of like strategies for like advertising, like how to set up the assets in a specific way, like all of these things will be like less and less relevant. And what will be more relevant is pretty much the creative and the ads themselves, right? Because Facebook can now, like our most successful campaigns, they don't have any targeting at all. Like they just have country, gender, age, and that's it. And the audience can be like 100 million and Facebook is capable of finding buyers in those huge audiences and still be efficient and still be profitable. So if Facebook can do that, and it just shows you that it's pretty much everything comes down to the creative in that case. What element is the most important to grab the attention of people in the creative level, and what is the most successful type of scroll stopper in terms of the grabbing the attention, using people's like humans faces, and especially like smiling faces. I found that's like one of the most effective things that you can do. And what is the most successful type of scroll stopper for you? It's pretty much either the problem, like demonstration of the problem, or it is just basically showing the, you know, kind of like the solution right away. So pretty much like just two types that you can utilize. Obviously there are more, but you know, these two will just do majority of the work for you. As a starting point, if you're looking for the like scroll stoppers, I would recommend just to like just go and spy on some of the like companies that like advertise heavily on Facebook, especially like e-commerce brands, not dropshipping, but e-commerce brands, like for example, a Shaper Mint, or like Snow Tease Whitening. They have good creative. They have good scroll stoppers. They advertise the lifestyle. They advertise kind of like the feeling of the community. They have story. I mean, that's kind of the advertising you want to emulate moving forward. Ake is asking, how do you structure your CBO campaign, by the way? I think, like, you know, there are several ways of structuring CBO campaigns. We have the full training on CBO that you can get. We have how many frameworks we have? We have like several frameworks there. We have frameworks for testing, for optimization, for scaling. Also some other things to get the most of your lookalike audiences. So you can just get it and pretty much like everything is streamlined, everything. And also if you wanna just cheat sheets that we use for structuring our CBO campaigns, we'll drop it now in the chat. So can a single pixel be used in general store for several different products? How is pixel optimization in this case? Yes, just one pixel for many products. We do it and it works. Modas is asking, is it good to use the same pixel in two stores? Definitely. I mean, if you have well-performing pixel, you want to share it 100%. Then, for example, let's say you do that, you do like one store, you do one pixel, and then let's say you want to scale and you want to get more like attention for you know, kind of like more targeted audience, you can just start another ad account with a separate pixel, and you can run that you know, that product on the like one product store or kind of like a niche store, right? So this way you can segment it, but testing products, like running products, can be highly effective just with one pixel on a general store. Emmanuel is hello Alex, thanks for tips so far. I have a question. Problem question, successful running over 1 month with ROI of 6-7. When upscaling over 100 euros per day drop, ROI drops basically to 1-2. Target group is 1-2 million, upscaling 20% every 7 days. Find your sweet spot. So Emmanuel, very good question. So find your sweet spot in terms of the budget for a specific campaign or for a specific ad set. If that's performing well with a certain budget, just keep it there. Don't touch it, right? Like, and so it's kind of like with Facebook, it's like that. Like every ad account, and we just had a conversation with one of my students. So he's also been experimenting a lot with daily budget, for example. And it just like some ad sets will just perform with, let's say, $50 a day budgets. Other ad sets would perform well in the same campaign with 250 ad set budgets. So you'd have to find the sweet spot. And if you see something that is like working well for you, don't touch it, let it run, and you know, just make the most out of it. And at the same time, in different ad sets, test new things that you wanted to test, like new audiences, new budgets. If you do CBO, like you can do like another CBO campaign and see you know, if you can get better results with that, but just don't touch something that is working well. Ake is asking, how much budget should we use for CBO product testing campaign? Typically, like budget for CBO, like 100, 150 that we do. That's typically a very good starting point. I know some people do like even like $10, $20 CBO campaign. From my perspective, just like too low budget to get sufficient data. Henry Leo, hey Alex, I came across your channel recently, have purchased your ultimate CBO blueprint. There's so much valuable info inside. Thank you very much, Henry. Yeah, I'm currently targeting worldwide with no interest at 5K a day and is doing well. Will performance die over time? And do I need to go back to interest and lookalike? Very good. So you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. Like you're just like opening the targeting, no interest, and big audiences. So this is awesome, man. So performance definitely dies over time in certain like ad sets and campaigns. And what you need to do in that case is, if it's like CBO campaign, then you can just add, and in my training, I show you exactly how to do it. Basically add new ad sets into it, right? Just add new ad sets, and you can definitely test interest and lookalikes. You know, obviously some interests are like huge, like online shopping, for example, or engaged shoppers. I mean, those can be also very effective. So you can just do those. For example, you can do broad targeting, right? And at the same time, in another campaign, you can do more specific targeting, like audiences and lookalikes. So There's obviously all depends on the kind of the capacity for your product. If this is like wide appeal product that pretty much every person would buy, then advertise with different campaigns, different targeting, and just find what's working according to the metrics. Yeah, and typically the performance, so just for you to know, like 5K a day, awesome. So after like $5,000-$10,000 a day, typically the ROAS kind of like drops a bit, in my experience at least. So what you want to do is you want to share the pixel with another ad account and run another ad account. You might do the same targeting, like very open, or you can do the interest and lookalikes with another ad account. So this way you can spend a lot more. Amadim is asking, what schedule our days during the week you suggest for e-com and you? What days are not worse for running ads at all? Just run throughout. let Facebook.
Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to see and learn live from some of the smartest minds in online advertising and in e-commerce and business, then I want to invite you for a private mastermind this July in Barcelona, where we'll have amazing experience together and we'll basically exchange the knowledge and we'll give you the feedback on your business and how you can scale it to the next level with what's working right now. So there should be a link in the description with all of the details for this event. I'm looking forward to seeing you there, helping you scale your business to the next level, and meet you in person. And now let's get back to the podcast.
Optimize it, but this will come down from the data that you receive. So if product converts and you know, Facebook will try to optimize it to show it on the right dates for the right people. Yeah, guys, join my Messenger channel. So here is like pretty much all of the things that are released, like all of the like interviews. We have interviews with people that do like amazing things, and we do interviews with, you know, experts and thought leaders, and also we share like a lot of like tutorials and great insights, not only like Facebook advertising, but overall like business training. How to deal with FB turbulences? I've seen many times patterns day after your ROAS is unusual and far above average. Most of my best campaigns are choked and not working at all. It's like you would have to get used to, you'd have to live in the average, right? That kind of like average, let's say you take like average for the last like 3 days, and campaigns will fluctuate, right? So you'd have to find like, you know, if it's like, okay, let's say today is like 2.5 ROAS, like tomorrow is like 1.5 ROAS, day after is like 2x ROAS. So you'd have to find the average point and just to live with that. That's pretty much it. And that's one way to approach it. Another way to approach it is to be like, to handle these inconsistencies is just to not focus on Facebook that much, but focus on your funnel. Focus on the, let's say if you are selling just like one product, see how you can sell bundles, or if you can utilize quantity breaks so you can make more from each transaction and you can be profitable by default, right? So you can be like, let's say you're spending, let's say $1 per click, right? And that doesn't change. I mean, well, you know, that might fluctuate, but you're still spending like $1. So how you can get more value out of that $1? So maybe you can improve your funnel. You can add a few upsells into it. You can add like SMS bump. You can do like email marketing more aggressively. So you can maximize the value that you're getting from every customer that you have. And this is the way to tackle the, Facebook turbulences in my experience. Jeremy is asking, what strategy do you currently use from testing ads and running conversion campaigns to scaling? So we do like ABO for like initial like validation. We still do ABOs. We identify which interests are working. We put those into CBOs. And then we scale CBOs by adding new assets into it. Also by testing new CBOs with higher budgets. That's pretty much like very simple and very simple like way how we do it. This scaling will come down to the creative and how strong your ads are and pretty much how your funnel converts. And I mean, if you want to get like comprehensive help on that, there should be a link somewhere. You can schedule a call and we can work with you like on more personalized well level and basically help you to put all of those metrics where they need to be. How long you're testing new assets with new within CBO campaigns before you move the winners and scale them up with new campaigns? I mean, they can run there. Like, typically, I'm looking for like 3 days of consistent performance. After that, we move them to new, like to CBO campaigns. But then, if they're performing well in that, like, let's say, you know, they're performing well in old campaign, then we just keep them running. If they're not performing, we kill them. So it's kind of like depending on the performance, we just use KPIs to measure the performance and pretty much like not to overspend. If something stops working, we kill it. If something works, we, you know, adding more budgets to it. So that's pretty much how we approach it. So what if they're not working with new, well with a new campaign, to start them again within past campaign or just kill? Yeah, so for example, depends on how much data you have for that particular product, right? If, for example, you have the data that, let's say certain product like works with like, for example, your competition, like advertising, like aggressively. If, you know, so the product, you know, the product works, then you've been through your funnel, you added the necessary upsells, post-purchase upsells, you ordered the SMS marketing, email marketing. So you kind of like maximized your funnel metrics. So you're getting the most out of like each click and every like customer that you're getting. In that case, you should be profitable. Second, you know, if they're not working within that campaign, then you would just like reactivate them within like the campaign you've had before, within the old campaign. So oftentimes, what they have, let's say you have like lifetime data, let's say you had campaigns like 2-3 months old that have like good data. What you would do is just like go back and just reactivate lifetime stats on it and just reactivate it. Oftentimes it would just like catch up in performance right away because it already has a learning on the campaign level, on the ad set level. So you just reactivate it and it would start performing right away again.